When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, this week with a special episode from behind the Patreon curtain. We sometimes give you a little looky-loo at what's going on back there, and this week we have the episode one from our season four of The Adventures Of. If you haven't listened to The Adventures Of, maybe you skipped over some of those episodes, or you saw them and then a pigeon flew by and stole your phone and before you could hit play. And so now the pigeon has your phone and is enjoying those episodes themselves. Thank you for listening, dear pigeon. We have one for you now. This, like I said, beginning of season four, not really a big spoiler of any sort. Don't worry about it. It's every season stands on its own. Some reference past events, but the main goal of The Adventures Of is to have a whole lot of fun, and it follows the story of Opal, Elia, and Night Hunter, and it's exclusive to patrons, so we're giving you a little taste right here. If you want more of Opal, Elia, and Night Hunter in this game run by our good dear friend Tom Laird, how do you get them? Well, you go to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, and then every month there's a new episode for you. So not only do you get Dungeons episodes, but you get The Adventures Of episodes and anything else we do that's bonus, like hangouts and all that other cool stuff. That's at the $5 tier, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. Amy, Tom, and Carla and I are taking a little vacation this weekend. We're getting together, which means we may or may not take pictures. We're terrible when we get together of actually doing things that are beneficial. But join us in our join us on Patreon. Join us in our Discord. If there's anything that's happening with us, we will post about it, because that's what people on the internet do, right? Pics or it didn't happen is what they say. But let's get you to this episode, because you need some laughs today. And gosh, we're going to bring you those laughs. Let it roll.
Welcome to Dungeon Side Scrollers. I'm your DM, Tom, and with me today is Amy.
I am. And I play Gael Ogulakanu, also known as Night Hunter.
And Russ, who's wearing an excellent Austin Powers t-shirt.
Yeah, baby, yeah! And I play Opalite Brightcliffs, who's been very busy in the off-season here.
And Carla.
That is me. I play Elia Strong.
All right, so some time has gone by since you guys' last shenanigans, but with, you know, rescuing the crown back from Mirik, convincing him to follow a new path for his career, reuniting some old friends, fixing the orphan problem. Like, you guys have got it all figured out. You deserved a little downtime. So, Carla, maybe you could tell me something that you've done in your downtime.
Well, I think since we had sort of a longer planned time off, no big adventures on the calendar. I think I made my way back to the Tig Monastery, where I had spent my youth, to sort of reconnect with Valandris, my angelic guide, and with my friends and, you know, essentially my family, since I had been there essentially my whole life. So just a lot of, you know, getting up before dawn and cleaning and praying and communing. So for Ilya, the perfect vacation.
Just like a fucking blast.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that monk life is good. If it's your jam, it's your jam.
Exactly.
Amy, how about Night Hunter?
Well, after going to Prince Gestal's wedding and finding it to be absolutely gorgeous, Night Hunter decided to go into the woods and spend some alone time. So she found a nearby mountain and just lived in the wild for a bit. She's been feeling a little like normal-fied. That's not a word, but I'm going to make it one right now. She's been trying really hard to fit in and be like everybody else. And I think she just needed a little bit of time to herself to remember who she is. And I think she's gonna come back a little more wild than when she left.
Okay. And finally, Russ, what's Opal been up to?
Opal has been up to so many things. Once he got back, the downtown office was a little bit in disarray because there was handing off of ownership of the cafeteria or the cafe cafeteria cafe that
the
he
commissary.
Rents.
Well, we're actually located in an elementary school.
That's right.
I thought he was referring to the cafe as the cafeteria for the downtown office, which is a bold reframing right. of the situation.
You know what? I like that better. The cafeteria changed hands, so Murray's now in charge. So I had to renegotiate the lease, which was totally back asswards because of obviously I got proprietary stake in this. So there was lease negotiations. There was a little bit of squabble between the main office and the downtown office. Me not spending enough time there, I think, was more what it was. And they just wanted to see more of me. So I tried to do that, but it just didn't seem like they were happy with that. So I spent a lot of time at the downtown office, and I've been learning lots of new spells, not because D&D Beyond kicked out all my spells, but because I wanted to, and really just bettering myself and those around me.
I have a question. If I was in the woods and Ilya was at her temple,
that's exactly what I was going to ask.
Who was in the main branch of the office?
Who was in the main branch being upset with you for not being there more?
So glad you asked. We hired some new interns.
Oh, we did.
While you were gone. Yes.
Are they paid interns?
They are not.
Okay.
They are.
So we did not hire them.
Four experience. Well, you still have to put through the paperwork to make it legit, right? So there are four experience.
You worked out paperwork for yourself?
Interns. Yes.
Okay. So Opal created a lot of busy work for himself while we were gone.
But you know what? We have two new interns. Their names are Victoria and Schmanners.
Wow.
Wow.
Very diverse
and
group.
Schmanners. Yes.
Yep. I mean, one's a podcast.
I know. Wow.
It's spelled differently.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's spelled with a
many more N's.
A silent C-H.
Okay. at the end, a second silent C.
S-C-H-H or
C-H-S-M.
You know what? How you spell it is how it's spelled.
Mm.
That's one of those names that are just, you can't put letters to them.
But doing my paperwork must have been difficult.
I'm scared to ask, but where did these interns come from?
I put out
and could you tell me about their ages?
Yes. How old are they? I know you're not technically allowed to ask.
Well, you're not supposed to ask for hiring purposes. You know, you don't want to discriminate. But they seem to be like they're in their college years.
Mm.
Like they're trying to get those extra credits.
Like not like preschool college. Not like that, though.
No. Okay. Don't be weird about it. Mm. Why would I want to do that?
Well, you really wanted to have
track record.
Really
yeah.
wanted to have some children. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that was so last 3 months ago.
Okay.
I've moved on to other things, bigger, better things at the downtown office. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it once you get back from your little escapades. Well, I've been here holding down the fort, making money.
Have you been making money?
I've been taking side jobs, obviously, and sending our interns on them.
What kind of side jobs? Yeah, I'm very curious.
Just like cleaning goblins out of places, you know, delivering messages.
Sorry, a goblin like...
Yeah.
Exterminator?
Well, I mean, not in so many words. I mean, they're not really trained in the arts of war. But, you know, they're just like, there's a goblin there. They're like, ooh, shoe goblin. And they take their broom. They get rid of the goblin.
You send them out with a broom.
Wow, seems... Yeah. Was there any other interns? Like, did we lose any? Because it seems risky.
Now that you mention it, you're gonna find that there's some hire and not fire, but
was there fire?
Words of separation from the business and from their lower extremities. But we don't need to talk about Benny.
Silent CH.
No, it's spelled exactly how it sounds, Benny. Poor, poor Benny.
Poor, poor Benny.
Hmm.
Okay.
Best right. that we My just deck. Don't know much about yep. that,
no.
I guess.
You know, you can read through the paperwork later. There's full detailed. Schmanners filled it out. There was a little crossover with their hiring and his separation from the corporation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yet they stayed on.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
well, they were
okay.
eager. They were very eager. Maybe a little scared because of some of the new spells that, you know, but, you know, whatever. Mm. It's fine.
Great.
Don't worry about it.
Great, great.
Dissonant
great.
Whispers, baby.
Perfect. Now, Night Hunter mentioned going to Prince Chastel's wedding. Was everyone invited or did just Night Hunter go?
Well, I think I do remember seeing Elia there. I believe
yes,
Night
I was
Hunter
also,
and Elia
I was
were
also
invited.
There. I love a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Now, I would imagine that the three of you were all invited. So what was Opal's reason for not going?
I sent one of our interns there.
Is that what happened to Benny?
I mean, that was a separate incident. But what was the first one that I mentioned?
Victoria.
Victoria. Victoria went to the wedding. Victoria. I should write this down. Victoria Schmanners.
And Benny, don't worry, Russ. I've got it all written down.
Poor dear
here for
Benny,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, Victor. You know, I was busy with all this paperwork and the reorganization of the lease that we were trying to handle. So I just couldn't make it. I sent my well wishes with Victoria and a gift in lieu of my being there.
Now, what gift did you send?
Well, I mean, I sent money. Obviously, that's what you send to any good wedding.
To a rich prince's wedding, you sent money.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopes and dreams.
Oh, hopes and dreams. That's okay. Nice.
Well, it's better than thoughts and prayers.
Indeed.
Well, it's a different experience, really. Funerals, you send thoughts and prayers. Weddings, you send hopes and dreams.
Okay. Now, the two of you that went to the wedding and sat near Victoria, because, of course, she's Opal's representative in this.
I don't know that we knew that at the wedding.
No,
did we have that?
No,
I mean,
idea.
I feel like she told you.
Okay.
I feel like she introduced herself to you
guys. I feel like
I
let that information just kind of wash over me as soon as she said Opal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then
that's fair.
She was just a stranger who was just kind of always there throughout the whole wedding.
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting thing happened during the wedding is right before the ceremony took place, a giant abominable Yeti showed up at the ceremony and begun causing some problems, and you two need to roll me initiative.
Can I play Victoria?
No,
sure.
You're not in this anymore.
No,
you chose not
Victoria.
To come to the wedding.
That's fine. What should Victoria be? Just a random, like, commoner?
Yeah, yes,
Victoria
probably.
Should be, like, some sort of random commoner.
Just a regular
who
human
maybe
trying to go to college.
Has, like, a dagger.
Okay.
Yeah, just, like, a normal, like, belt dagger that people...
Roll.
Ooh, that bodes well. 18 for me.
Okay.
I even have it. I was like, oh wait, this is a 23 because I have +3. And I jazz myself up. I'm like, man, okay, Amy, remember you have advantage on initiatives. Like, okay, like prepare to roll twice.
Okay, Tom,
right, like get ready for
Tom,
it.
Tom,
yes.
Be careful. Victoria only has 4 hit points.
Maybe
okay,
Victoria
perfect.
Dies. I don't know.
What did Victoria roll
6.
For initiative?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to do fair real well in this, I think.
She's going to be great. Yeah. She's going to be the new
you
superstar of the group.
She's really trying to prove herself in this new company structure here.
I think Opal's going to be replaced by Victoria, quite honestly.
Well,
I mean,
we'll see how
happen.
That goes.
All right, the Abominable Yeti rolled a 14.
Well, that's higher than six. Okay.
Night Hunter, you're up first.
As the Abominable Yeti crashes this wedding, I look at Justal and his bride and I say, I will kill this for you for wedding present, and you may look at it tonight while you consummate your marriage. And she is fully geared up because she has absolutely zero... I think Ilya might have tried to talk her into some sort of formal wear, and she was having
I feel like full gear might be a formal barbarian wedding wear.
Right?
Like,
because I mean, well, it's like you're in the military,
so you have like a dress uniform. Wedding.
Your dress
it's like
is
basically
on, yeah.
what you're wearing.
Someone's gonna fight. It's a wedding. So I take Corpse Grinder, my great axe, and I roll 22.
Damn.
All right. Let's see here. 22 will hit.
God, you had to look?
Fuck. Well, yeah, you had to read the sheet.
A 9.
I couldn't actually find it when I first looked, so I was like, yeah, well, man. Oh, yeah, there it is. All right.
That's 9 damage? And also, I think at this point, I think she goes into a rage. Not maybe so much as, an angry rage, but I think she's like super stoked. Like maybe this is how weddings go. And she's like really getting involved.
She heard about that Game of Thrones red wedding and she wanted a piece.
Yes, she did. And so, sorry. And so there's a +3 to that. So add
okay,
three
so
more.
So 12?
Yeah.
I believe you have 2 attacks.
I believe I do. So she's going to do that again. She's hacking away. Uh-oh. I want to call Mulligan on this one. But this is a 17.
17 will do it.
What? Ooh. 19.
Okay.
Slashy damage. Ching, ching.
All right. Ilya, you're up next.
Whereabouts do you think we were sitting? Kind of like mid? Probably mid.
Yeah,
we're not
you guys,
family.
You guys definitely didn't
back.
Have you didn't have front row passes for this
certainly
one, that's
not.
For sure.
Certainly
yeah, I'll say about 5 rows in from the back.
Okay.
Of about 50 rows, so quite a bit back there.
And where did the Yeti enter from? The back?
The back,
or
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's really going to cut into my dramatic moves I was going to do, but that's okay. I guess I can run out to the aisle and do like one flip before I attack him. I can't do like a series of flips down the aisle.
Well, I mean, let's say that you were all the way off to one side. So, yeah, you can flip your way over there.
Hold on a second. Perfect. Sorry. Is this during the reception or during the ceremony?
It was right before the ceremony was about to start.
Okay. Very exciting. All right. I'm into it.
Me too. So already like best wedding ever. Yeah. Pretty exciting. I'm going to just like flip up, do an amazing land, and then do all 3 of my unarmed strikes. So, you know, karate chop, kick.
Kick, 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 yep.
Yep. First one probably isn't great because that's a 14.
14 won't do it.
Second one, not great either because it's a 10. Not looking
not
good so far.
It.
I used it all up on the flips.
Yes. All the flips were so exciting, though.
How about a 17? Can the
17
kick at
will
least
do
attack?
It. Okay. 17 will do it.
Great. Yikes. Okay, great. So I rolled a 1, so that's 4 damage.
Yeah, you punch it right in its nose.
Wow.
Is it bleeding on its nose?
It takes your nose punch and just kind of shakes its head a little bit.
That's fair.
Didn't really do much to it there. And it is the Yeti's turn. So the Yeti has multiple attacks on its turn. And it's going to target Night Hunter with the first 2, and then it will take the final one towards Ilya.
Bring it on, hairy beast.
Okay, here we go. Claw attacks. So we're going to go for those on Night Hunter. First one is an 18. Oh, rolled the dice off the small area
one.
I have to roll on in this closet. The second one is a 27.
Yeah, that's going to do it. I think it'd do
all
it
right.
for most.
I mean, most things I do have to believe. Okay. 2d6 plus 7 slashing damage. That is 16 slashing damage plus... I dropped another dice. It's all right. 4 cold damage.
Okay, I will take your cold damage. Wait, will I? Hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
I'm resistant to slashing.
Okay.
So that was 14 slashing?
Sure. I don't remember the numbers.
Okay, I'll take 7 of that.
As soon as I had to roll the second set of dice, the first number was gone out of my head.
Okay,
so.
Hold on. Sorry. No, it's the fact that I'm a mountain barbarian. Hold on. It's been a while.
It's all right. I used that break in the action to find the other dice I dropped.
Mountainborn. Oh, it's something about cold climates. Never mind. I'll take that 4 cold damage as well.
That just means you don't have to wear woolly boots.
I mean, unless you want to.
And why wouldn't you for fashion?
Right? For fashionable reasons. All right. The Yeti's third action is it turns its chilling gaze towards Elia. So the Yeti targets one creature it can see within 30 feet of it. If the target can see the Yeti, the target must succeed on a DC Constitution saving throw against this magic or take a bunch of cold damage and be paralyzed.
You're constitutional as fuck, aren't you?
Probably not too constitutional. I'm pretty small.
It's more
I'm
speedy.
Fast. So sorry, con roll?
Yes, please.
Well, that's not great. It's a 6.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely not very good. Okay, you are going
and
to
he's
take
not excited
a bunch
about it
of
at
cold
all.
Damage, and you're going to be paralyzed for 1 minute unless you're immune to cold damage?
No, I'm only immune to some brain stuff.
Okay, perfect. Some brain stuff.
I'm just trying to look right now.
Brain stuff.
I can't be confused or something like that.
20... And you take 25 cold damage.
25?
Well, it's a good thing that we leveled up.
Jeepers creepers. Gotta pull out the old calculator. And what is my condition? Sorry, cold?
You are paralyzed for 1 minute.
It's unfortunate.
Okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
Is it?
It's a giant Yeti.
Yeah, fair.
Is Victoria just, like, sitting there, like...
We haven't got to Victoria yet.
Really
don't worry.
She's up next. I think Victoria's going to rise to the fucking challenge here.
I hope so. Elia certainly
didn't. I think
didn't.
If she doesn't, Opal's going to hear about it, and she's going to get reprimanded somehow.
For this unpaid internship.
Yeah. You should have been in there, Victoria.
It's Victoria's turn.
It is Victoria's turn.
Proximity to all of this action. She was probably sitting right beside Elia and Night Hunter.
Yep. Yeah, that was Opal's reserve seat that she was in. So
right on top of action or off to the side a little bit?
I mean, a little ways away, but close enough that she could get there in one.
Master Opal said that I'd have to attack anything that attacked with you two. Is that still stand right now?
Well, if you think there is something you can do to help, yes, get in here, help.
Don't, we don't want you to get hurt.
You're paralyzed, you can't
talk.
But if
you... Oh, damn it.
And do not call him Master Opal. That's bullshit.
That
don't do that.
Part of the paperwork that everyone has to call him Master Opal, even Elia and Night Hunter. It's very specifically written in there.
Yeah, that is never going to happen. Song Kitty knows he will not get away with this. You may come and try to fight. I will try to help you.
Victoria picks up one of the folding chairs.
Oh, yes.
And fucking just like hoofs it. Not goes up to it, but
throws it from his chair.
Yeah.
Does it hit me?
That's a 7 to hit.
7's not going to do it. Just a chair flying past.
Yeah, just.
I mean, she had some good stank on it though, so it would have hurt if it would have hit.
That was a good try.
Okay, can you tell him I tried really hard?
Yes, absolutely.
And then she runs away.
Perfect.
Not willing to get an NPC killed?
Not one of my interns.
Back to Night Hunter.
Yeah, all right. Okay, she's gonna go slashy slashing, but no, she's naughty. 13.
13 will not do it.
She's gonna go again. How about a nat 20, motherfuckers?
I mean, that'll do
this
it.
This is the second one ever today. Okay, let's see here. 1d12. Doubled. So that's a 7. Doubled is 14. Plus 5 is 19. Plus 3 is 21 slashing damage.
All right.
And she's going to go into a frenzy. So she's going to get one more slash at it. One more. That's a 2. She's just a little too excited.
Sure. Got real worked up.
I'm going to retcon that because I assume Elia fell to the ground, paralyzed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to retcon that Victoria is trying to like run around the room to try and get to Elia. So it's going to take a hot minute, but you know, that's what she's doing.
Elia, you don't get to do much of anything on this turn, but you can roll to see if you beat that constitution roll, and then you'll be unparalyzed if you do.
Great. I'd love to be unparalyzed.
The best. That's
unfortunately not going to happen because that was a 10.
Yeah.
It's getting higher.
Slowly. Oh. Slowly.
Okay.
Steady.
Yeah. Just a couple more. Just a couple more and you'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back to the Yeti, and it uses its 3 actions all on Night Hunter.
Does this Yeti just want some spaghetti?
Gotta ask.
I mean, maybe we'll find out what the Yeti wants.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Night Hunter's not really one to ask.
Now it's just, what if Night Hunter fought a Yeti? Is now right? What is happening.
That's exactly what's happening here. Yeah.
It's true.
First one's a 15, so I don't think that's going to do it for you. Second claw attack is a 17,
no
and
good.
I don't think that's going to do it for you. The Yeti moves its chilling gaze onto you, so you must use a constitution throw.
Will do so.
Saving throw or regular?
Saving throw.
18.
18 will pass.
Yes.
So you are immune to this paralyzing cold
action. I stare back
for
at
an
it
hour.
With my own steely gaze.
Damn.
Where's your constitution saving throw, Tom?
Does my gaze do anything?
Hold on.
It's very intimidating.
It's an 18. I think
damn
I pass.
It. Oh, just my eyes are like mirrors.
But
you're
a bit scared. You see like a bead of sweat start to like, ooh, this Yeti knows that you mean business.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Victoria's turn.
So running away and around, how many turns is it going to take?
And over. I'm going to say it's going to take you 2 more.
2 more.
So like this
wedding.
this one
well,
plus 1 more.
It's a prince's wedding. I'm sure this yeah. hall is huge.
You'd think there'd be some guards or something to help right now, but there isn't.
If it's going to take me 2 more, then I'm going to throw another chair
Okay.
Do you yell duck first? I assume no. All these seats are filled
with people.
It looks
like you're just destroying the wedding.
Everybody ran after a Yeti came in. It wasn't like,
it came in through the back entrance. Where are they going to go? I'm imagining a big cathedral church, right? Like you got your altar at the top.
And now you're at the middle.
It's actually an outdoor garden party, if you remember correctly from last time.
Right, of course. Green.
Yeah, a lot of green.
Just a lot of green.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to throw a chair. Throw in a chair. 18 plus 2. That's a 20.
Wow.
20 for chair.
I mean, your chair hits. All right,
I'm going to
roll me some damage.
Roll a d4 because that seems fair. Two damage. And it shatters because it went with such ferocity.
Well done.
You managed to hit the Yeti in the head with the chair, but it's a glancing blow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really slow it down much.
That seems fair.
I really wish it had maybe gotten it stuck on its head, like how you see a dog who gets stuck in, like, blinds.
Uh-huh. Opal told me, if at all else, just to say you're doing a great job, Night Hunter. Neely, you're okay. Night Hunter, you're doing wonderful.
Yelling unhelpful things from the side. He is training you so well.
I mean, really
could
nailing
you,
it
could
here.
Could you tell him that, please?
If we survive, I will tell him. Yes.
Oh, God.
All right, we're back to Night Hunter.
Yeah, she's slashing. Corpse Grinder's her best friend. Well, that was only a 5 plus 9. No, it's 14.
That one's not going to do
try
it.
Try again. How about a 26?
Yep.
Neat.
Like, just by the skin of your teeth, but just barely.
That was 11. 12, 13, 14.
Okay.
And then my frenzy attack. 22.
Yep.
And, ooh, that one is an 11. 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 slashing. Shing, 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 shing. Notice, I've only taken little bits of damage. What do you think about that, hairy beast?
You're doing a great job.
The Yeti roars after you taunt him.
I do not even know what you are saying right now.
And
she's all
Elia.
Sassy. She's at a wedding.
You're
she's
up
at a
for
wedding.
Your constitution
She was
role.
In the mountains. It's like she's coming with a hot new energy. Oh my god!
What'd you roll?
It's worse again. Now.
Oh no!
Now it's
we've
peaked
yeah,
and now we're valiant.
Now it's a 6. Now it's a 6.
Okay, yeah, 6.
Can
six
she
is
add
not,
up her last 3 rolls and then take
it's
the
still,
total?
Still probably wouldn't
still
be
not enough.
I feel like it might not happen still. It would be close, though. It would be really close.
Oh, man.
All right. The Yeti's going to take a couple more claw attacks at Night Hunter.
Night Hunter's going to...
I can't even yell encouraging things.
Dodge
like,
and
I can't
weave.
Do anything.
So that's a 12.
Not good enough. Ilya,
not
you okay?
Not good enough.
Blink.
Ooh, that is...
if you're
that
okay.
is a... That's a 29.
Ooh. No, won't
one.
Hit. Sorry.
Won't hit. Okay,
no, won't
too
do
good.
It.
Too good, won't hit.
Yeah, after you get a certain point, it starts to go back down.
Okay, here we go. 10 cold damage as well as 10 slashing damage.
Which of that? I will take 5. Resistance. It's futile.
I want that you to be your new catchphrase.
Resistance.
Resistance. And the Yeti roars again. And Victoria, your turn.
Am I there yet?
You are going to be there right at the end of your run.
Oh. I'm going to stand back at a distance so I can make it there and move away in the next turn. So I'm going to throw another chair.
Okay.
Good thing they got a lot of people here.
There's a lot of chairs.
Oh, that's a 9. Another errant chair through the...
Yeah, no, that chair is, I mean, it's just not
She's
doing it.
A little
it.
Winded. Didn't know cardio. He said cardio was key. I'll be there in a minute, second. I don't know how long rounds are.
Night Hunter's up.
You like the feel of my blade? Oh, that wasn't that good. 16?
16 will do it.
It's good enough. And that is 12 plus 3, 15 slashing for the first one. And that's 22. 11 slashing for the next one, and one more. That's 25. And that's 18 slashing damage.
Okay. The Yeti roars again. And at the end of its roar, it kind of coughs and clears his throat, says, stop hitting me already.
Excuse me, sir.
I just wanted to come to this Yeti wedding, and now I find out it's a Yanti wedding?
Ba-doom-chush! That's how he told me to say it.
Say it again for me?
Ba-doom-chush!
I don't feel like you're doing it right.
Can you do it better then?
I just want to say I'm sorry coming in here a little angry. I pre-gamed for this wedding. I thought it was my ex's wedding.
What?
So, you know, we wanted to pregame a little bit before I showed
you
up so I could
rage.
Like,
this would have gone over very well.
Right, but now I find out it's the wrong wedding entirely. That's my bad.
Well, that's okay. There has not been much damage done. We have lost a few chairs, though.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Very sorry about...
I mean, you threw them at me.
Very sorry about all of the slashing.
You look like you needed to take a seat.
The mocking. You should have said something earlier.
Sorry, I was just caught up in the moment.
A little drunk, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Your friend will be okay. I just had her chill out for a little bit.
I've since, like, creeped up and I'm, like, dragging Ilya back. Like,
prone body.
It's okay. You'll be fine. I told Opal I'd take care of everybody. Because without him here, they need it so goddamn much. That's what he told me.
This Victoria's turning into a real asset.
Right?
Right? She's real handy to have around.
Yeah,
I think
Opal
we should bring her along.
Opal has never pulled one of us out of danger before. So.
A week later.
She runs away and hides in his clothes.
Opal gets an invoice in the mail for 3 damaged chairs that he owes the bill for. It's the only property damage that was done in the entire thing.
I don't see your point.
I just feel like once he gets that, Victoria might not be around anymore.
Knowing Opal's a little tight with the old purse strings, that's entirely possible. The Yeti says, I'm sorry, I'll just, like, now that I'm here, can I just, like, watch the wedding and enjoy some of the food?
You've scared everybody off.
No, we'll get them back. It's okay. I'm friendly now.
Hey, yeah, trust the Yeti.
It's cool, guys. It's cool.
Be cool.
My name's Maxwell.
Do you have a silver hammer?
No, I'm a Yeti. I don't use a
just
hammer.
Just checking. Seem.
But do you think everyone will come back and we can just have a chill time at the
I'll
wedding?
I'll go do a survey.
Mill, I mean, I don't see why not. You stay at the back. Maybe we ask Prince Justel when he comes in.
I'm just going to keep rolling so I can do something. It's not going great. Still frozen.
I'm slapping Eli's like, it's totally been a minute. You're fine. You just laying here.
I was going to say, it's an hour.
Maybe you could, like, prop Ilya up so she can watch the wedding.
Oh, 19.
Hey, 19 will do it. Sorry about that.
I hope that's not what you mean by you just want to chill out, because that was unpleasant.
No. That was just a poor choice of words, I guess.
Okay.
Not like some sort of ice-themed villain.
Do you have gift for married people? I was going to give them your head. Now I must think of something different.
I mean, you didn't bring anything?
There is always something to be had at a wedding.
Okay. I don't know. I could probably pull out, like, one of my teeth and you could give them a Yeti tooth.
That sounds
what
super fucking
that?
Weird.
Is it, like, medicinal?
It sounds bad and painful for you. Why?
No, it's not. She actually kind of knocked one loose already with that big axe. So.
Oh, it's coming out anyways.
What is?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What does a Yeti tooth do?
Well, it's just a tooth.
Is it like magical?
Oh, I see.
Do anything.
It's big.
Just decorative. It's just a big decorative tooth.
It's just a big old tooth.
Why does everything have to be like special with you two?
A cool hemp Opal necklace says or that. Something? I understand.
When did you become... When did you become... When did Victoria become Stuart McLean?
Dearly departed. Look, I'm trying to find this Victoria's voice. And I feel
you're doing
like
great,
it's
Russ.
There.
Okay.
I had to step into this in a moment's notice. You get what you get. Or you get a chair upside the head. It's a good saying.
Yeah, it's okay. You can stay. Give me your tooth. I will take some of my hair and fashion a very nice bracelet or necklace.
Cool. But you'll say it's from the both of us, though, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. I hate to show up empty-handed, but I thought since it was my ex's, I would just crash it.
Yeah, fair enough. You would have destroyed the hell out of that wedding. Could have been something to see.
Oh, I was so geared up for it.
What happened between you two?
You know, just over time we grew apart. It wasn't anyone's fault, but still hurts, you know?
It wasn't anyone's fault, but yet you still decide to ruin her big day.
Well, I wasn't invited.
Well, I think it would be kind of awkward to have exes.
You can see why
the new partner
might not want the ex-partner.
But, like, I thought we were on better terms than that, and so it stung a little bit. It's just stung deep.
Right.
I take the tooth and I fashion it into a necklace, braiding parts of my hair. It's actually quite beautiful when all said and done.
And everybody kind of comes slowly back in now that they've heard the fighting die down and there's just like friendly-ish talking. And the wedding goes off without a further hitch. No more Yeti attacks. You guys hang out, party with Maxwell the Yeti all night long and Victoria the intern.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a fantastic time. And we'll cut over to Opal at the downtown office. And Opal, upon returning to the downtown office... there's a couple of squatters who have taken over the downtown office in your absence.
The broom closet in the cafe?
And they're not eager to leave.
Murray! Murray, where are you?
No, Murray's not here. We're here.
Who are you? Where's Murray? What'd you do with Murray?
We didn't do anything. He wasn't here. No one was here.
So what do you do?
But we're here now.
Okay. What are you? What can
this
I
is
do
our
for
place.
You? No. See, I got the lease. So really... not a big problem if you just escort yourself, unless you're here for the cafeteria. Might I interest you in a delicious scone? Murray!
He's not here, man.
Well, if I yell loud enough, sometimes he just shows up. What's your name, friend?
My name? I'm Higgins.
Higgins? Lovely name. Your name?
She's Lucy. She doesn't talk much.
Higgins and Lucy. Quiet Lucy. Nice to meet you. Opalite Brightcliffs. This is the downtown office. You might have heard
of us. Yeah,
it's
our downtown office.
No, see, that's where the problem is.
I really like the ring of that downtown office.
I know, it's really great, isn't it?
Oh. Well, for me it is. Not for you.
So, Tom, here's the thing. One of the spells I picked was called Fast Friends.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So when you need to make something, make sure something gets done, you can't rely on vague promises, sworn oaths, blah, 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 blah. Creature must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you for the duration. While the creature is charmed in this way, it undertakes or performs any services or activities you ask of it in a friendly manner to the best of its ability. So I'm going to say that and I'll be like, look, Higgins, Lucy, you seem like two fine folks who just want to become fast friends with me right now. And that's the cue for them to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Lucy's up first. She rolled a 16.
Hmm.
And a nat 20 for Higgins.
Oh my goodness.
Well, the nat 20 works, but the 16
perfect
does not.
I thought if it meets, it beats.
Shut up. I'm trying to tell a story here.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Narc.
Liar McLiar Pants. Did you call me a narc?
Doesn't work then.
Oh my God. I can't even
way to ruin
right
it,
now.
Amy.
Was I, he fast friended the person who isn't talking. That would have gone far.
I mean, she can be your friend all you want. It's fine.
Higgins, Look, buddy, are you looking for employment? We've got a recent opening. I hear there was a Yeti attack at a wedding that might have put one of my interns out for a little while, so we could just sneak you right on in there.
Wait, you employ people here?
Abso-frickin-lutely. Sure, it's an unpaid internship, but room and board paid by the main office.
There's a main office?
There's a main office. There's a downtown office. You know, we're looking to expand into some sort of Skyreach dome.
Oh, maybe talk to me if you have like a lakeside office. Other than that, I like this downtown office. I think it's going to be my new place.
Cool. All right. Well, as long as we can share, then we're good.
I mean, I don't really share very well, but
look, I take up the broom closet. Murray, he's got the cafeteria. You can have that table over there.
There's nothing on that table, though.
There's the table.
Well, yeah, but maybe if I'm going to have that table, I want something to be on that table.
He goes and walks behind.
Maybe you could go get some pastries and bring those over and put them on that table.
Now you just want this to be a cafe, which it is, and you've scared Murray away. You could have had everything you wanted without being all like, "Ooh, I'm Higgins, I'm Lucy, but she doesn't talk."
I mean, there's never been anyone named Murray here.
Opal goes and walks over behind the counter and picks up some napkins as he's mocking them, being like, "Higgins walks in and he thinks he owns the place," and puts a pastry on a plate and then walks over to the table. And the Lucy's like, "I'm the quiet, silent one, strong, silent type. That's what they say." And I put it down on the table and be like, "There. Your zone. Murray's zone. My zone."
Yeah, where is this Murray?
Look,
no Murray, is there?
Oh, there's a fucking Murray. He owns the place. It's called Murray's.
I thought it was the downtown office. That's what the sign outside says. Also, it says something about job seekers. I don't know. It's very confusing.
So do you want a job or not? I'm very confused with the purpose of you being in my office.
Tom's having the best time.
Well,
do we
I
know
mean,
each other?
We can talk about jobs after I eat this pastry. That's fine.
Yeah, that'll be 2 copper. I got to make sure Murray gets paid.
I mean, I don't really have any money. That's why I'm squatting here.
Oh, God, boy. Where's Schmanners when you need them? All right. Look, sit down, eat your pastry. I'm going to go file some papers. And then I'm going to come out and we're going to have a talk. Mono A, you, and Lucy. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, sounds good.
Filing papers. I'll be back. Murray! Fuck!
At one point, I was going to jump in as Murray, but this was so much better.
Right?
It's so much better. Okay. We're just having a great time partying with a Yeti at a wedding.
News got back fast about that.
Really
traveled
fast, yeah.
Okay, I filed the papers and found you a job, but it says you can't live in the downtown office. It's a very strict article in the contract.
Are you going to put in a sound effect of you like typewritering madly?
Ding. Ding. Maybe. I might now.
And Higgins looks at the contract and you can tell he doesn't read very well.
And let me read it for you.
He says, "Well, what is the job?"
"The job is cleaning the streets."
"Okay, and what does it pay?"
"Enough."
"It's not really, like, is there a set amount?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, that's good.
You gotta talk to the guy who's given the job."
"Oh, okay, where's he at?"
"He's in the downtown office."
"There's a downtown office?"
"Yeah, it's owned by a different district."
"Okay, so where do I go for that office?"
Down the street. Don't let the door hit you on the ass.
"And can I live at that office?"
"Sure, absolutely. It's got a big rooster on the front."
"Big rooster office, okay."
"It's called Figaro's."
"Figaro's."
"Competition to Murray's. That's what the company's called."
"Weird name for a company."
"Well, you know, you gotta have post your competitors up there so they know who they're competing against, obviously."
"Okay, so who do I talk to at this place?"
"Figaro."
"Oh, Figaro. Oh, so he just named it, like Murray did, he named it after himself."
"I mean, That's how we name things these days. Downtown office, Figaro's, Murray's.
The downtown, office. Downtown office?
Downtown, downtown office. It's just a little bit further down, downtown.
All right.
That's okay. Nice knowing you.
Well, I mean,
did you need something?
I'm sure we'll meet again, right? Like, well, we can come back.
No, I'm going to put a pretty good lock on the door.
Oh, because the other one you had wasn't very good at all. We got it in like 2 seconds.
I see that.
All right. Well, I guess thanks for the snack, and we'll go to the downtown, downtown office and tell Figaro that you sent us.
Well, just take the paperwork. Let him figure it out. A little mystery is probably better.
Figure it out with Figaro?
You're good. See, he's lead with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm here to Figaro it out. Something like that. I don't know.
All right.
You know, you're the brains behind this operation.
And as he has the contract in his hands and is walking out the door, he says, Figaro it out. Figaro it out. I'm going to remember that. It's Figaro it out.
Maybe get Lucy to say it.
Lucy doesn't say anything.
Soon as he leaves, I'm going to use one of my other new spells, Glyph of Warding, and create a glyph on the door that is an explosive rune.
So that if Hope Murray doesn't come back.
He knows my shenanigans. It's fine.
Okay.
He takes the back.
I gave him the code. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's an explosive rune. Takes an hour or something for me to do, but, you know, I'm going to put that on the front door.
Okay.
Is the code 999 Charmander?
That's good code.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's our daughter's code of getting into her playhouse. You can't come in unless you have the code. I'll tell you the code. 999 Charmander. I was like, I'll never forget that.
It's long. It's good safety. It's not the worst password I ever heard.
It's much better than people who just use password.
Mm-hmm. What does your rune look like, by the way? I'm curious.
It's invisible, so it doesn't really matter what it looks like.
Touché, sir.
Fair enough. Okay. I just thought you like paint something and then it like fades invisible. Would it be like a giant middle finger?
Yeah.
just a big several
just
sticks.
Just the exploding head emoji.
It's a big Acme sign. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Exactly. But yeah, it's invisible. So it's on the door. Murray knows to check for it. He knows how.
Do Night Hunter and Elia know to check for it?
You never come to the downtown office. What does it matter?
No, but sometimes we come just for pastries, even though we don't acknowledge or recognize it as your downtown
sometimes
office.
Sometimes we just come to the cafe.
I don't think you'd know to check for it.
Great.
Perfect. Everything's coming together.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's a tale of learning and healing.
We've got a whole province going to see one overworked witch in a candy cottage that's been chewed to pieces by the local kids.
Of fairies and magic.
You're touching the Sapphire of Assessment!
I'm not touching it! I'm just putting my head near it as I focus my brainial waveforms on it.
Stop it!
I'm not even touching it!
Of struggle against the odds.
This is my team. They may not live up to your vision of a perfect, efficient department.
They don't live up to my vision of a stampede in a barnyard.
Ooh, Kingly, that's how you know it's working.
And now, it returns at last. Alba Salix, Royal Physician, Season 2.
Alba Salix, Royal Physician, from Fable and Folly. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or look us up at fableandfolly.com.